Today's show is brought to you by Earrings on Middle-Aged Men, the most affordable way to show everyone you're having a midlife crisis.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
My name is Lester Burnham.
Oh, no.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Where is the thing? Where's the thing?
It's you idiot!
No, not that thing. There's something else.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
The man is an idiot.
Yeah. No, this one.
Someone's listening to me. Now I know how a radio feels.
All right. Okay, so here's the issue. And I'm going to be totally transparent here. But I'm looking for something that says hello. Okay, there it is. All right. So the automation system went kerplooey. So all of my button bar with all of my sound effects is now gone. So I'm literally scrolling through the sound effects in editor, trying to piece together the show. The whole show open, I had to build that on the editor rather than hit the buttons on the fly like I usually do. And I'm waiting on IT to remote into that machine and see if they can fix the automation system that used to be there. So yeah, happy Monday, everybody. So, and other things, okay? Other things that I'm looking forward to on a Monday, not. So let's do the show open and let's muddle through that and see how well we can do it. And then I'm going to have to figure out, okay, where's the five random facts sounders and the wow and all the things that I usually hit that are on the automation system. You see, and not all the files are in one particular folder. They're all over. I mean, we've been piecing together this show since the dawn of time, and some of the sound effects are in different folders, and they're just loaded into the button bar, and the button bar just grabs them from wherever, and so yeah, so now I have to do all that manually until IT can log in and fix the darn thing. Anywho's, all right, so again, take two. Let's start the show. Thank you for listening right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. I couldn't find Mrs. Doubtfire. So how do you get our live show and our 24/7, 365 feature channel on the Alexa device, the feature channel that plays really, really cool music, new music, alternative, modern, even just some incredible vintage tracks that maybe you haven't heard in a while. How do you get that all on your Alexa device? Well, you simply enable the skill. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And you can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
looking good. Looking good.
She will.
Looking good, ma'am. Looking good.
Yeah, you can also search the Mike Show VA on Amazon, Spotify, Apple, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. You'll find the Mike Show VA. And you can watch our show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces, the Mike Show VA for all your social media needs. All right, so coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts, I think. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got some good news for you as well. Here's the headline. Most Americans think they are above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty. All right? We're going to tell you the percentages. And we're going to break down this this entire story because there's a lot of data here. Where did this come from? Oh, it was a YouGov survey. And there's a whole bunch of statistics. And then we turned it into a top list, of course. Top other things Americans are above average at. All right? That's all on the way. this weekend, I'm going to attempt to recap this weekend. And I don't have my dinger and I don't have my X sound, so I can't even emphasize things with sound right now. We did not make it to the pool this weekend. It was just a little bit too chilly on Saturday, and I know that the water is going to be very, very, very cold. And then yesterday we ended up going down to the punk rock flea market that was at Super Rad. Saw my buddy Caleb and hung out, played some video games, and it was a great time at Super Rad yesterday. Just goofing around. We have some concert events and some things that are going on. First off, on next Saturday, we've got the food truck rodeo. In downtown Danville, on Bridge Street, they close off Bridge Street and all the side streets, and they've got hundreds, literally hundreds, of food trucks, and they set up tables and they set up this whole, you know, like outdoor cafeteria type thing. They've got a stage, they've got entertainment. We're going to be there broadcasting live and on location, and we'll be hanging out with the folks from Ballad Brewing that'll be on hand serving beers. So that's what we're going to do on Saturday. And I don't think I'm going to make it down, and this is another X. Don't think I'm going to make it down to the beach. The girls are going to head down to the beach towards the end of this week, and then over the weekend and into early next week. They're going to just do a girls' beach trip because I got to work on Sunday, or on Saturday, rather. And then I've got something to do next Monday that's unsavory. So we got that going on, which is nice. And then we've got two Radio 434 concert events that are coming up. It's part of the Radio 434 concert series. Premier Trio is going to be playing at the Music Hall on June 13th. And that's the doors are at 7, show is at 8. Tickets are available at academycenter.org. You're going to want to get your tickets for that. The capacity is only 125, and it will sell out. Let me pull up. I want to see if the Catapult City and Coba tickets are available yet. Looking for that. Okay, there's Premier Trio. 14th, 20... No. Tickets for Catapult City and Coba are not yet available, but Bad Gateway. Okay, well, I think everybody is having an issue. because I just clicked on the link for Premiere Trio, and I got yes, browser's working, correct. Ashburn, Cloudflare, I don't know what that is, correct. AcademyCenter.org host error. God, this is the most Mondayest Monday that ever Mondayed. All right, I did get it to load. So we're going to pull this up, and we're going to get rid of this, and then we'll share screen, and there. Premiere Trio, again, tickets on sale now. They are available. That is for Friday, June 13th. Show is 8 to 10, and you do not want to miss this. So log on to academycenter.org. So that you can get your tickets, because again, it is at Music Hall on Commerce Street. The capacity is 125, so tickets will sell out. So get your tickets now. They are quite affordable. You can purchase them online at academycenter.org. And then we will let you know as soon as the Catapult City and Coba tickets go on sale. That's also going to be at the Music Hall on Friday, June 20th. Same times, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., doors at 7. It is both of those shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series, and we are very, very happy to bring you those shows. All right. Like I said, most Americans think they are above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty. We're going to break it down, plus our top list, top other things Americans are above average at. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866. And please visit their website, freeclinicva.org, to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Did you know that the average American eats four salads a week? Oh, hold on just a second.
May I take your order?
Yeah, what are potatoes considered in the food pyramid?
Potatoes are a vegetable.
Okay, and tomatoes?
Tomatoes are fruit.
Okay, I'd like a potato and tomato salad.
You mean French fries with ketchup?
Yeah, that's it. A salad.
Okay, sir, please pull forward.
Follow for more health tips.
The Mike Show. All right. So, here I'm adjusting things because the tech guy logged into the machine, and we're probably going to have to reload the automation system onto that machine. So that means I'm going to have to rebuild all the databases. Happy Monday, everybody. Most Americans think they are above average in a whole bunch of things. It's a comprehensive new poll. More than 70% of Americans believe they are above average or far above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty. More than 60% believe they're above average in ethics, reading ability, empathy, open-mindedness, attention to detail, and sense of humor. Women were more likely to believe they're better than average in all of those things, except sense of humor. 67%. I wish I had my... 67% of guys think they're above average compared to 53% of women. The biggest swing in the other direction was empathy, which might not be surprising. 69% of women think they're more empathetic than the average person, compared to 56% of men. On the flip side, only 15% of Americans say they're above average in running. 16% say they're above average in dancing ability. Technically, to be above average, you don't have to be great. You just have to be better than half the population. So we're underrating our running and dancing abilities, I think, and overrating our trustworthiness and honesty. I don't know. I guess I'm... Well, Tab says I'm mediocre at best at this show, but I think I might be well above average. Less than 30% of Americans believe they're above average in musical ability and singing, athletic ability, physical strength, artistic ability, sexual ability. I know, I would say ask your doctor if blah, blah, blah. Attractiveness and sense of style. A few other statistics from the survey. 3/4 of Americans say they have high expectations of themselves. Women are more likely than men to say they find it difficult to accept compliments. And adults under 45 are more likely than older Americans to say their parents praised them often. And Americans who were praised often as children find it easier to accept compliments as an adult. Now, keep in mind, they apparently included the responses of the 3% of Americans who rated their honesty as far or somewhat below average. Okay. So with that, that brings us to our top list. Most Americans consider themselves above average in things like trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty. But don't sell yourself short. You stand above the rest in the world on so many other things. Like anything on today's list, it's our top list today. Top other things Americans are above average at. All right, here we go. Number one, trucks with testicles. Mechanical bull injuries. That's too slow. Oh, man. French fries under car seats. Yeah. Top other things Americans are above average at. Drinking buddies named Shooter. Ill-advised spring break tattoos. This is killing me. It's killing me. Top other things Americans are above average at. Disability claims. Neglected exercise equipment. Top other things Americans are above average at. Back pockets with skull can rings. Yeah. They needed a space here. DUIs on a boat. Top other things Americans are above average at. Bars of soap made of Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. Yeah, there we go. The Mike Show. And I left the graphic up too. This is a Monday from hell. I mean, it could get worse, but let's not try and go there. Anyway, all right. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio, at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. Traditional raga melodies from India turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Kobapult tour. Kobapult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Koba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Kobapult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Today is National Leave Work Early Day. Millions of Americans will celebrate by not changing a thing. You can now buy a soap from Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater. There's also a Post Malone version, but it's only made twice a year. Billie Eilish announced her fall tour dates. Okay, it was more of a low-key mumble, but you get the point. In sports, the Oklahoma City Thunder will play the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Finals. That should mean record ratings for Major League Baseball. And 13-year-old Faison Zaki won the National Spelling Bee. His winning word was Faison Zaki. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and we're taking a look at Tower Cam position number 2. Looking up Main Street and looking up Rivermont and up your asphalt driveway. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. So, today is National Leave Work Early Day. And it's Monday. If you're feeling a little bit sluggish, this could be your ticket. And I have a list of some surefire excuses to get you out early, thanks to the interwebs. All right, are we going to do this from the bottom up? Yeah, let's do it from the bottom up. Well, not really. Okay, we got surefire excuses, then a little less surefire excuses. So here are the surefire excuses. Number 8 on the list, a forgotten appointment. Could be a repairman, an installer at home, or something medical. It will probably work, but you could face some frustration for not mentioning it earlier, especially if you work at a small business and they would need to call in a replacement. A religious reason is number 7. This would probably have to be semi-legit because there's a decent chance you might have to elaborate a bit. There's an issue with a pet. Could be an illness or something you were alerted to by a neighbor or someone at home. Number 5, again, surefire ways of getting you out of work early. There's a problem happening in your home, like a water leak or something like that. Now, this only applies to the ladies. Women's issues. It's surely easier if you're a woman, I guess. But it could work if you're a man with a female partner or daughter. Okay, all right. Number 3, sick/headache. That's a more general illness. Issues is a little easier to float, I guess. Unfortunately, it might not have the same instant response as explosive bowels, which is number 2. Diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. This should also work most of the time, but it might be embarrassing if word got out around the office, even if it's made up, or go with anything contagious, like you think you have the flu or a fever. And then a family emergency is always number 1. This will work 99.9% of the time as long as you're okay with the bad juju that might come with, you know, from lying about something like that. Now, here are a little less surefire excuses, okay? Your mileage may vary. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Number 15. my grandparent passed away. Somebody said, remember, when you start a new job, you can restart the clock at 4 grandparents, okay? When you start a new job. Number 14, I accidentally soiled my pants. This is where I would put in, I need a kidney transplant. Number 13, I'm exhausted. Number 12, there's fraud on my credit card and I need to deal with it. 11, just in generality, something personal came up. Number 10, your kid's school called. Usually works better if you have kids. Usually works better if they're in school. And then number 9, these are a little less surefire excuses. There are unexpected family members, guests at my home. Now, these are silly, but you never know. All right, this is number 20 through number 16. Silly, but you never know excuses. My stigmata is acting up. Huh? These were on Ask Reddit, by the way. I need to relieve some adult tension. I walked into the corner of my desk and suffered an injury to my crotch. Number 17, I just had a very important package delivered. Okay. And then 16, I have a tea time I need to make. Yeah, this is your golfer. All right, coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your 5 random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for 5
random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do or what kind of a Monday you're having. And quite frankly, we really don't want to know. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the world is bound to say, wow, I don't know. All right, I don't have the button bar, and I have to play this, and so I can't access the other sound effects, so you just deal with it. Number 1, in NBA action, there's never been a successful comeback from a 3-0 series deficit. Of the 159 NBA games that have been down, or NBA teams rather, of the 159 NBA teams that have been down 3-0, only 4 of them forced a game 7, which they ultimately lost. Number 2, some species of male spiders tie up female spiders before mating. It's so the females don't eat them afterwards. This is where I would insert the bite sound effect. Number 3, the Mission Impossible TV series from the 1960s invented the term self-destruct with their famous mission instructions that would, quote, self-destruct in 5 seconds. Number 4, there is a tiny epoxy shield inside of an aluminum or aluminium soda can. Otherwise, the soda would make the can corrode in 3 days. kidney transplant. That's where you'd insert that. And then finally, number five. Let's get some music. It's going to take a second. Let me adjust. And we go back to the editor thing. And then this. And then, okay, so there. I've got that queued up. Number five. The longest winning streak in any professional sport in history is held by a squash player from Pakistan. His name is Jahangir Khan. Yes, Khan. Yeah. He won 555 consecutive matches from 1981 to 1986. What was his last name? Thank you, Admiral Kirk. All right, and those are... And now I got to find that. I got to find the thing with the five random facts outro. Is this the outro? I think it is. Play the outro, please.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show, brought to you by... So I watched what did I watch last? I watched Star Trek, the original series Star Trek, and I watched I think the episode was called The Enterprise Incident or something, where they Spock got busy with that Romulan chick. Yeah, the Romulan commander. I am fascinated by going back and watching some of these old shows. And you know, with all the services and the streaming services and all the things and all the, you know, everything from Netflix to Hulu to, you know, to Prime to Apple to, you know, I have my favorites. I love Clarkson's Farm, and they're in a new season of Clarkson's Farm now, and I've been binging that. We just finished your Friends and Neighbors, your Neighbors and Friends, with John Hamm. Just finished that one, which was fantastic. The Studio was just absolutely fantastic. But yeah, now I've found myself going back and watching these vintage episodes of the original Star Trek series. I guess I'm waiting for the new series to come back out for their season three. Anywho, I digress. But the weather's nice, so we're going to be heading out to the pool and getting outside, which will be much, much better. All right, coming up, we have sounds. We are going to place them lovingly in your ear holes. That's what we do. It's called Audio Vault. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio. It's your audio vault. It's your audio vault for today. Let's here. Wait. Let's do that. And then, oh yeah, there's the music. Good God. All right, your bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you may like it. A flight attendant on British Airways,
hello,
was arrested after dancing naked. Nice beaver. in the bathroom during the flight. Looks like we have some audio from that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Just a quick reminder that our flight crew is here for your safety, not naked interpretive dance in the loo. If you happen to see one of our flight attendants tripping balls and flailing with tatas akimbo, thinking she's auditioning for So You Think You Can Dance, please remain seated and notify the rest of the crew. We appreciate your understanding as we keep things flying high and fully clothed here at British Airways.
Okay. So how long could they get away with this? A Toronto burger shop called Good Fortune Burger renamed its menu items to sound like office supplies so that remote workers could potentially use them on expense reports. Oh, I see. So remote workers could order the food but use the expense, use the receipt as expenses for. Okay, so one example is USB mouse on the menu, but it's actually Parmesan fries. Here's a guy just singing to himself about the possibilities.
Everyone's on a tighter budget today. Just buying lunch puts a hit on your take-home pay. But there's a burger joint that's doing fine with a menu full of office supplies. I said, hey, babe, that keyboard cover was delicious. I said, hey, honey, I'll take a side of flash drives. Now it's easy for me to write off lunch. My stupid boss still doesn't have a hunch. 7 Thunderbolt cables should have given it away, or the dry erase board I ate today. But hey, boss, you should try the HDMI cables. Or hey, big guy, how about a basket of basic steel staplers?
All right. Let's go to viral videos. All right. Want to make your burger taste more like McDonald's burgers? Well, here's a former corporate employee who breaks down what's in the meat. And it's pretty simple. I don't think it is.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef. I am going to divulge some information for you. Nobody believes me. Just to confirm, this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement on their website. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it. 86% salt, 14% pepper. The hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac, same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. If you do not think this is true, along with the beef being all beef, go sue them. You could bring that product to an independent lab.
Okay. All right. Let's see. For some, the school year is over. For others, it's about to end. Well, this Florida mom, it's over sooner than the actual school year. Listen to what she posted on the TikTok.
Do you make your kid go to school the last day of school? Do you make your kid go to school the last week of school? I don't make my kids go to school the last couple days of school. I don't see the point. Most of the teachers would rather you keep your kids home anyway, at least around here. My parents, they made us go to school every single day, all the way to the very last day of school every year. I have cleaned a lot of desks. That is what we did the last week of school when I was a kid. So what was the point of sending me to school on the last few days of school? But I'm not doing that with my kids. Stay home, baby. It's summertime. Time to go.
Okay. A restaurant in Miami Beach is going viral for serving caviar and a cocktail in a $33,000 bag. Here's TikToker Mr. Lewis trying out the cocktail and breaking down the ingredients and how to get it cheaper.
What's your most expensive drink?
Our new, it's not a bag, it's a cocktail.
Okay, and how much is that?
$33,000.
Damn, for one drink? I'll take it.
All right, now what type of vodka is this? I've never seen this before. With the Belvedere tin?
Oil sacro, induction grapefruit peel. Little black right here, grapefruit juice.
It's organic, right? You know, I'm on a diet.
Oh, lemon juice.
Thank you.
Nice, refreshing summer cocktail. Let's get into this caviar. Pearl spoons only. If you know, you know. That is some quality Siberian caviar. If you can't afford the whole Birkin bag like me, you can just get the drink for $150.
Okay. All right. There's a new trend on TikTok going viral where people are putting jalapenos in their white wine. Some experts are on board because there's science that suggests it's a sensible combination. Here is a sommelier, Warner Boyne, trying out the new flavor combo sommelier.
Sauvignon Blanc actually has this component in it called pyrazines that gives it this like bell peppery, almost jalapeno characteristic. So it lends itself really well to adding physical peppers. Ooh, let's give this a try. Immediately, the jalapeno just jumps out of the glass. It smells just like a mango pico de gallo. I do like spicy things. Ooh, but that is, it's really good.
They didn't say ghost peppers. A Thai man.
Hello.
Was sent to the hospital after an 11-foot python bit his junk off while he was using the toilet. Yeah, there's so many sound effects I wish I had right now. He managed to tie a rope around the snake's neck and tied it to his bathroom door to keep it from escaping. Do we have sound on this?
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Okay. And then the bees. Millions of honeybees escaped. Oh no, not the bees. Yes, the bees. After a semi-truck carrying a load of insects tipped over in Washington. Here's beekeeper Derek Condit and Matt Klein, deputy director for Whatcom County Sheriff's Office Emergency Management, talking about the escaped bees.
When they said 200 million bees, they meant it.
So when I heard that this had happened, we thought, well, we got the suits. Let's go and see what we can do and help. So we're basically one by one rebuilding the beehives over there, putting the frames back in and then having to stack them.
It calms them down with the smoke. Sometimes it works. When they're really angry like this, it doesn't really work too well.
We've had a number of the beekeepers. They've gotten stung as well as a couple of our deputies.
Nice. The new trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 was presented during the Netflix Tatum event. Tatum? I don't know how to pronounce that. Here's part of it with Adam Sandler, Julie Bowen, and Kevin Nealon.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try.
But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Happy Gilmore is breaking in yet another caddy you just met.
Happy Gilmore didn't have things flowing on the first hole.
Oh, shut up! It's
magic. I mean, you know, he has got this incredible contract with Netflix. And I'm quite frankly, I'm all for it. I'm looking forward to checking it out. It's probably not going to be as good as the first one, but anyway. Let's do this. Let's wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Here's comedian Nick Griffin on why he's okay with being single.
Relationships, two people together, they take energy, they take effort. You got to smile, you got to listen, you got to talk. It's a lot of work. That's why married people go to bed early. They're exhausted from loving each other. Tonight, honey, I love you. I know! So I'm single. I am single. People say, why are you still single? I say, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. And they say, but you don't do anything. And I say, mission accomplished. And women always want to do stuff. Activities. Women want to do things you didn't even know you could do. Do you want to go on an art walk? What's that? Do you want to go to a jazz brunch? No, I don't. I want to break up.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle that thankfully is still there. And give it a nice tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up. What the heck is that? Coming up. We We are going to get more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News, and I don't have those two sound effects. Sorry. Anyway... a weirdo in California is facing charges after he broke into a woman's house and woke her up by sucking on her toes. It happened May 21st near Modesto. Police just shared the details. 27-year-old Christian Anguiano, had allegedly been harassing the woman for months or more by stalking her. He'd follow her home from work, even slept outside her place in his car. Two Wednesdays ago, she woke up around midnight to find him at the edge of her bed with her toes in his mouth. After that, he tried to get in bed with her, but she pushed him away, called 911. He ran off. Police didn't find him that night, but tracked him down the next day in the same area. So he apparently tried to come back, even after the toe sucking didn't go over like he maybe hoped it would have. He's facing charges for burglary, stalking, sexual battery, and assault with intent to commit a felony. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Police in New Jersey rescued a 2-year-old who climbed into a luggage belt at the Newark airport. The kid went down a chute at the end of the belt. The two officers were walking by and jumped into action. One of them was able to grab the kid right before he went through the X-ray machine. Luckily, he was fine. Here's the president of the Port Authority Police Union, Frank Conti, talking about the rescue.
Something that happened in the blink of an eye. There was a split in the belts. One officer went toward one direction, one went toward the other direction. One of them was able to observe the child. As the child was approaching one of the X-ray units.
Good Lord. Well, that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Bye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
I quit. I quit. I quit. I quit. I quit, I quit, I quit, I quit, I quit, I quit.
Go away! Go away!
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.